Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the podcast. Gosh, doesn't time fly? Has it been a week, David? No, it's been about 3 minutes, but for some arbitrary reason, I've held it back for a week because that's the nature of scheduled podcast. Anyway,
it's just the way that it's had to work. That's just the way it's had to work.
None of this matters. Anyway, last week, we had a magical mystery tour.
Yes.
The mystery having been why we embarked on it. Okay. of Beatles things and things and such.
Yes.
And
yes,
today
indeed.
We and continue.
We're carrying on. So now we're going to look at a piece of music, again, written, inspired by the Beatles.
Mm.
This is a song by Harry Nilsson.
Oh, great.
So this is the time when... Oh, no, look, that's the wrong picture. So this is very much Beatlemania song. This is 1964 again. Everything was released in 1964.
Yes, Beatlemania. Well, as we talked about Beatlesmania.
Yeah.
No one's talking about it, guys.
and it was... it was also the year that they first arrived in America. So all that footage of them coming off the plane in America and screaming,
everything.
And
they came off the plane and they screamed and screamed. Ringo was sick.
So Harry Nilsson recorded this song. I mean, he was a big fan of the Beatles. He went on to, you know, champion the Beatles. Well, why would you champion? You don't need to champion. They're doing very well. But he came up with this song, which, bizarrely, is sort of based on a riff from a Rolling Stones song.
Okay.
The song Not Fade Away. But then that song, Not Fade Away, is actually a Buddy Holly song. Yeah. And also that riff is based on Bo Diddley's song, Bo Diddley.
Yeah.
A song called Bo Diddley. And it's a riff that's been used many, many times. Yeah. But,
and everybody knows that Bo Diddley is based on Mr. and Mrs. Diddley.
But it's good Nilsson. It's very simple. And it was released under a pseudonym. He called himself Photo 54.
Another Xbox profile name.
Yeah. I don't know why. And it was released as a single. So this picture here is the single, which came with a small film reel.
Oh, wow.
An 8mm film reel.
Oh, wow.
With the instructions, play this film reel whilst you're listening to the song.
Sure.
So a bit of a gimmick there. I mean, that it's not like it wasn't like a music video, because obviously it was just footage of them coming off the plane.
All right.
So, I mean, you know, interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, yeah, certainly an oddity. I imagine it goes for quite a lot of money on the internet these days.
Yeah. I'd put an estimate of £80 to £120. I've been watching way too much Bargain Hunt.
So let's have a listen to Photo 54, and it's got a couple of names. It was called Stand Up and Holler,
mm-hmm.
But it was also called All for the Beatles.
Okay.
But it's pretty groovy, though.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen.
Hey, how'd you get to go with 50 bonnets?
What?
Say, here comes the plane with the Beatles on it. Look, there's John, Paul, George, and Ringo. One of them's taken, but three are single.
2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits, a dollar. All for the Beatles to stand up and holler, yeah, yeah.
How can forecast be so groovy? Long black hair just hanging in your face now. Ain't nobody gonna take your place now.
2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits, a dollar. All for the Beatles to stand up and holler, yeah, yeah.
Like someone kicked a xylophone down the stairs.
I mean, that is basically Fade Away, not Fade Away.
Yes, that's yes. That it's, what it's, you're saying there.
I mean, it's quite difficult to say that that's an original song. I mean, apart from the lyrics,
it's difficult. Like, you know, that's basically a blues. Again, sort of a 12-bar blues kind of thing.
Yeah,
you sort of think, how many permutations of this can we really meaningfully get away with? A few months ago, I got the chance to pitch to do the music for an advert. It's a bit of greenwashing going on for the company concerned.
Right.
I don't even feel all that great about it. So for that reason, I've told myself I'm glad I didn't get it.
Exactly.
But you know, they sent these lyrics and said, you know, can you set these to music and here's the brief on how we want it to sound.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I sent a couple of versions. And the one that they went with, because then they came back to me and said, okay, we didn't like your music, but we might want you to sing one of the voices. And they were like, yeah, okay, we don't want you to sing on it. But the point being that I then got to hear the winning track, you know, the one that they'd chosen.
Yes.
And it was just C, F, and G. It was just, you know, your classic.
Yeah.
C, was F, it a 12 bar
blues, or was it
no,
just like
it's just in standard ukulele, hick, folksy stuff.
Right.
I was like, why did I try so hard? I could have just done C, F, and G. That's all they want. That's all they want.
Yeah. That's all the public wants.
But it's sort of embarrassing to sort of present something that's...
I know.
You think, I can't do that. I can't present that, can I?
No. No, well, but I've had that with stuff where I've written it and I thought, well, you know, they won't go with this. And they do. And yeah, absolutely. I have that same feeling of like, wow, that's not really a piece of music.
Yeah, I'm so embarrassed. Yeah. I thinks outside the box, though, is French adverts. You know, like you can tell on UK TV when they've repurposed an advert from Europe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It will often be like a cleaning product. Or something like that.
It'll be like Sif
or something. I mean, I'm not saying this about Sif, but something like that. And you can tell because the entire cast will be white. Yes. Some sort of incredible Aryan woman will come walking into a room and say something to her husband like, oh, this place is a little bit of a mess. And the only time they'll cut to her actually speaking is like on the last syllable of mess. When actually you can tell from her mouth what she's saying is guts or something like that.
Yeah.
And then he'll look up and smile and they're cheeky and fun and playful. And you can tell, you know, they take it, you know, we spent all that money in Germany, we'll just recut it for India, right?
Yeah.
One that I don't
and they
think...
generally have
yeah go on.
They generally have that thing where they look absolutely astonished. Those sort of adverts, they're so astonished at what's happened.
Yes, someone.
Wow.
Yeah, a well moistened finger has. I didn't know it could be so clean. Guns. So, anyway, I watched some French TV last night, and one advert that has not made it over to the UK.
Oh, yeah.
Is one for a kitchen towel in France where, like, I guarantee you, in the whole of the creation of this commercial, there was not, you know, in terms of cast, crew, agency, creatives, there was not one single cat person among them.
Right.
Because It's this kitchen roll.
Yeah.
But the basic premise is nothing is better for cleaning up dog urine. Because, I mean, I get it. They were like, who doesn't love a cute little puppy, right? And puppies have accidents. But this whole advert is just this dog just hosing this guy's flat in urine. Just all the time. Friend comes around, the dog's weed all over the floor. He sort of rolls his eyes and then wipes it up and, as you say, looks startled at how efficient it's been. I was like, your whole flat must just stink of pee, like, and dog pee. Like,
so he's not necessarily cleaning it afterwards. He's just, he's just absorbing
wiping it up. And like the big finale is literally like a woman comes around, presumably a date, and he goes, like, hey, look at my puppy. Maybe you could love me. And the dog just like hoses her, like whizzed. Like pretty much directly over this woman, which to me it would be like, that's it, you know, I'd like roll in my clothes and burn them, go and boil myself for an hour and pretend none of this happened.
Yeah, but she laughs.
She's like, oh, sign me up for a life with this man and this endlessly micturating canine
continent.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
And then
that sounds good.
He flops out his tackle and he does it as well. And she's like, it's German. No, I don't know.
Okay, we need to check that out. I'm sure it's on YouTube.
Yeah,
must be.
See if I can find it.
Yeah, find it.
Anyway, sorry. It's a digression.
So, no, it's good. That's good. So, so that was Harry Nilsson there with his song about the Beatles, which is good. I always like a bit of Nilsson. I think he was
he was
a bit of a genius, but yeah. Troubled, very troubled.
Yeah, and you know, they can't all be winners. And it's kind of weird sort of singing a song about, hey, everybody, I know you're into these guys.
Yes, exactly.
Over here,
and not me,
and that's cool.
Yeah. Aren't the Beatles amazing? Buy this record. Can you buy this record?
Yeah. Hey, ladies, I know you're all looking that way.
Exactly. So next we've got an interesting version, which, again, there's very little information about, but it's something.
TM.
Yeah, exactly.
Something is trademarked.
Yes.
I've been saying something all the time and not paying any kind of...
So this is the best image I could come up with for this, because there's no image of Gary Strivant. Mainly because I believe that this is, you know, this is a discovery by an audio person, and goodness knows whether it was a demo tape or whatever, and then they've released it on an album of interesting things, just odd audio exotica. And this is, I mean, they've included it because it's quite a stunning version of something. As in the Beatles song Something.
Yeah.
And it's his delivery. I mean, I do you know what? The first time I heard it, I thought, this is quite funny. And then I've listened to it again, and it's like...
It's a grower.
I really like this.
It's a grower.
Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah. I mean, let's have a listen. It's just see what you make of it. But he's got definitely a style of his own, Gary. Yeah. Let's have a...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something
just up a bit.
In the way it
just up a tiny
me.
Bit.
Bit long, that low.
I don't want to live now. You know I believe and how. Something in the way she moves, somewhere in her smile, she knows that I don't need no other lover.
It's a lot of wow and flutter on him, I think.
There is a lot, yeah.
But something in a style that shows me.
Need to cut together those bits.
Don't want to leave her now. You know I believe and how. Something in the way she moves.
Hard to tell. Something in the way he refuses to blow his nose before it ends. Something. Did he have a cold? Maybe he had a cold. You know when you can't really hear yourself?
Yes.
Which is kind of how I am at the moment. I like with these headphones on. I'm just kidding. When I'm talking.
Really?
Yeah, okay, yeah, nice. Yeah. I can't hear a thing. I'm assuming.
I can hear you. Sounds great.
Okay, well, that's all right then.
A very, very drawn out, protracted style there.
It felt like he was trying to do a bit of a Bobby Short.
Oh, is that the thing?
I would heartily recommend if you've got Spotify. I wanted to buy the album, but it's like £50 now. It's out of print, but it's on Spotify. Live at the Cafe Carlisle. That's with a Y, Carlisle.
Yes, I know. I've been there.
You what? Seriously,
Cafe Carlisle. That's in New York, right?
Yeah.
I saw Woody Allen playing there.
Now he tells me. What?
A long time ago.
You know, when it was okay to like Woody Allen.
You had to buy food as well. You're not allowed to just go there and just listen. Sure. You had to buy food.
Yeah.
And so we bought a club sandwich.
You clubbed it together.
Like, it was cheapest.
Yeah, amazing. Well, Bobby Short had a residency there.
Ah, nice.
And while it would have been fun when it was okay to like Woody Allen, to see Woody Allen, I would have gone for Bobby Short, who...
Yeah.
This live album is just fantastic. Interestingly, he sings I Happen to Like New York, and Woody Allen used it at the beginning of Manhattan Murder Mystery. I don't know if you've heard that. But he was a pianist and singer, and he's got that kind of throat that's like sort of walnut burr. You know what I mean? Like, it's so hard and sort of burnished over years of singing at full volume. There's like proper.
Yeah.
Fabulous and exciting. And he kind of really curated this collection of, he had a real thing about wanting to sing songs by the greats, you know, your Cole Porters, etc. But kind of do them right and put them over. And does a great job every time, sells every song so hard.
Yeah.
Do you know Mr. and Mrs. Fitch?
No.
See, he went deep in terms of digging out these songs that I think it might be a Cole Porter song. I'm not going to say anything about it, but go and find Mr. and Mrs. Fitch on Spotify, sung by Bobby Short at the Carlisle. Okay. It's just gloriously good. One of those nice, succinct little songs, 2 minute song. It's all you need.
Yeah.
And tells a great story, and it's very funny.
Nice. Okay, right. Okay, well, we'll check that out, because there's no other recordings by Gary Striven. So
that's, you know, you heartbreaking in its own right. Yeah. If you can't get Gary, go to Bobby Short.
So finally, today, we've got a track which this is great. This, like, it won a Grammy, this version. But that doesn't mean that it's necessarily very well known.
Perhaps one of your contemporaries. I was going to say, are you going to do the whole
EGOT?
Goatsy, I call it. Are you going to do a Goatsy? Grammy, Oscar,
Tony,
swimming badge, and Emmy. Have you got a swimming badge?
Yes, I have got.
Brilliant! You can get the
So this is by a guy called Alan Copeland.
Not Aaron. There he is. Copeland. There,
Alan.
Okay.
Alan, also known as Weaver Copeland.
Sure.
He was originally a member of the Modern Airs. Do you know the Modern Airs? They were like a little vocal.
I feel like I'm kidding. Yeah, I knew 50s. You were going to say that. Close harmony and
There was like three of them originally, and then they bought another one, and then a woman joined,
and then
got rid of one, he was in at one point, and they're very influential, the Modern Airs. They influenced the Four Freshmen and all that kind of Close Harmony kind of Beach Boysy thing. And very good, but this is not that. He was also a composer and arranger for television, and did stuff for Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby. He had led studio ensembles, and he did this. I don't even know quite what for.
Why did you do that?
Why did you do this?
Yeah.
It was a single, basically, by his band. Ensemble, and it's a version of Norwegian Wood, but he's decided to do a mashup. I mean, this is a very early mashup. This is 1968, and you can sort of tell it's very early. It's sort of like, I mean, there are things about it that really work, but I'm not going to say anything else about it when they need to hear it. So this is Norwegian Wood mashup by Alan Copeland,
who looks like Liza Minnelli's seventh husband to me.
It's a jaunty beret.
Yeah,
let's have a listen. Okay, here we go.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
She asked me to stay, and she told me just sit anywhere.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
I looked around and I noticed there was no chair.
Stupendous.
That's good, isn't it? I mean, it's not what you're thinking.
You say why, basically, because it's there.
I know, but it's what I like about that is it's not an obvious mashup to do, and also harmonically, he's changed, you know, it's changing everything about the song.
Yeah.
And in terms of, like, there's no relationship harmonically between the two songs.
You know, infamous story about Cole Porter and having lunch with a friend, and this friend says, "I bet you could write a song about anything, couldn't you?" And Cole Porter says, "Yeah." He says, "All right, write a song about the next thing we hear someone say." And a waiter went to the next table and said, "Miss Otis regrets she's unable for lunch today." And that was how that song got written. And from that perfectly innocuous thing, he wrote the darkest, most extraordinary song, I think, of all time. I feel like somebody went up to that guy and said, "I bet you couldn't."
Yeah.
Could you put any two songs together? Yeah, I reckon I could, actually. Go on, then. Do Mission Impossible in Norwegian Wood. And an equally infamous song was born.
Yeah. And won a Grammy for it. I mean, that's pretty cool. I'm quite pleased it got that recognition.
To be honest, David, they'll give people awards for any old tribe nowadays. Any old rubbish.
There is a bit of a reputation for Grammys, though, isn't there? There is a reputation. I'm sure that
there's been references. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Grammys. You know, they're just like, they litter up the place. They just, like, you know,
just junk on the way. Did you want one? I just have one.
I don't. Yeah. So easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there we go. That is the peak of Beatles versions. And that's the end of this one. But we've got some more to delve into in our bonus podcast.
Yes, we do.
Some quite incredible things. So it's worth becoming a Patreon because I've got more songs about Beatles as well as versions.
I'm going to try and kill this fly on my iPad screen. Missed it. Sorry.
That's fine.
Bit of me is relieved.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't want to be wiping fly juice off there, but I know the perfect kitchen towel if I did.
Sure, it does do that. Is there not another brand specifically for fly juice?
Yeah. Well, probably. I'll have to watch more French TV. Davey, thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Superb romp through Beatles esoterica. People should follow you on Twitter. You're at Dave Yap. They should check out your YouTube stuff, which is amazing. It's Dave Yap, Kettle of Fish.
Yes.
Bristol. Something.
Yes.
You'll get there.
Whatever.
Don't even worry about it. Don't forget Bobby Shorts, Mr. and Mrs. Fitch.
Yes.
Is that everything? And vote when you get your Emmys voting slip through.
That's right. Vote for Ringo. No.
Vote Dave Yap. We'll find out this weekend, right?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I will.
That's really exciting.
And you can all watch on the Emmys app or on the Emmys website.
Do you get some kind of cut? What the hell? You keep plugging this.
It's free.
Yeah.
It's free.
You can watch at just 4 a.m.
Yeah. I haven't worked out the time, actually.
It's going to be,
yeah. Yeah. I mean,
are you going to stay up and watch? You got to,
the
you
evening in LA. What is that here? Very early in the morning, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, 8 p.m. is going to be what, 4 or 5 in the morning for us.
Yes. Okay. Well, wake up to find out.
Yeah.
All the emails will suddenly come in.
That's
my goodness.
Yeah. I feel like I ought to stay up. I'm going to try. It's 4 a.m. usually when I do my screaming anyway, so.
So there we go.
Davey, huge thanks. And good luck. And have a good weekend, everybody. And bye-bye.
Yes.
Bye. Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics, all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.